to play three games in Pakistan in for the first time that they've had, you know, a lot of cricket back there since 2009 was an unbelievable experience, and you know, three of the best games that I've ever played in for atmosphere wise. So it was good fun.
I remember speaking to Sean Evin last year because he played, didn't he, in the final. He got flown out there and there was all sorts of security. What was it like this time?
Yeah, it was exactly the same. We had the same security as, you know, as what a president would get or a prime minister would get. So the army got involved, and you know, that's how much they love cricket out there in Pakistan. They obviously want to get cricket back to the country. You know, we were there for a whole week, and you know, never felt in danger once. And it was great to experience it.
You say the atmosphere was something special. What was it about that?
Well, I think for 3 or 4 hours, it was just non-stop cheering and. It was loud, and that's how you want to play cricket. I think that's the atmospheres that you want to play in. That makes cricket fun, and yeah, it was just brilliant to experience it.
Quite intense as a tournament.
Very good, very intense. The standard was exceptional as well. You look at some of the bowling attacks in the competition. There's a lot of pace in the competition, a lot of good spin. It was a very, very strong competition to play in.
So just talk us through the tournament from a personal point of view, because there was one moment, I think, was it the quarter final, where 24 was needed by the opposition and you bowled that final over?
Yeah, I think we were behind the game a lot, and obviously we had to bowl our seamers out to keep us in the game, and they did, thankfully, and then I got chucked the ball and went for a few runs and made it entertaining. But as I said, it was a good experience that. Thankfully got over the line, but hopefully next time it wouldn't get as close.
Of course, we all know that any bowler can go out of the park at any time. I think it got down to the last ball where they needed three or something. So during that over, I mean, I know you're a pretty cool guy and you've seen it all before, but were there moments in that over where you thought, wow, this is serious pressure?
Yeah, up until you know, the last two balls, and then it really hit home, thinking that, you know, they're only two hits away to win it. But as I said, that's 2020 cricket, and you know, I think, you know, for three games I probably didn't bowl as well as I should have bowled. But again, that's 2020. You're going to go around the park sometimes, and especially when you're playing against good players, international players, and you're playing on small boundaries, it can happen as a spinner.
Was that the same game where you got 60-odd as well?
Yeah, so it was you know, from hero to villain potentially, but thankfully we got over the line and we managed to get to the final.
I mean, with Zalmi, you seem to have quite a lot of responsibility as well, batting-wise, because you moved further up the order as well as the tournament went on, didn't you?
Yeah, I was originally, I think the plan was to start at sort of 6 or 7, and then if we lost early wickets, I'd go up the order. But as I said, I did a good job with the bat. I found some good form, made some, you know, some good contributions as well in some big games, so that was very pleasing.
You'd like to go back and play in it again?
I'd love to go back. Yeah, as I said, it's a very, very good tournament. It's fun to play in, and yeah, I would definitely love to go back. Mm.